The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone. And I kind of believe that one of the characteristics of mindfulness practice is, or one of the results of doing it, is learning the art of trusting life, trusting our life. And it doesn't mean that we just kind of barrel ahead blindly and don't care for ourselves, you know, protect ourselves, do other things. But there's a way of mistrusting life which sets up resistance, a way of mistrusting which creates aversion, a way of mistrusting that is so uncomfortable that we become anxious or we run away or we shut down or something. And to mistrust, sometimes there's good reason for it. You know, so we don't want to. So it's not exactly wrong. Sometimes it's misplaced. But how to have mistrust not give birth to all these secondary reactivities, ways of being that are so problematic. So one of the ways of trusting life is to trust, even trust mistrust. So it's not set up in a, you know, an opposition between these two, but to learn to trust life in some deep way so that with whatever is happening, we relax. We relax with it. Whatever is happening, we're not fighting it or inwardly resisting it. We might externally need to resist things in the world, for sure. But innerly, we don't tighten up. We don't get tense. We don't build up the stress. And all the expressions of that in terms of, you know, the resistance or the anger or the blame or the running away or all the complicated things that can happen once we're into the world of behavior. And so to trust life is to trust that we get to be with ourselves. We get to be who we are. We get to be what's happening and then relax with it all. Relax with it. And that maybe will allow us to see it more clearly. That allows us to have a different relationship with whatever's happening for us. And then we can maybe figure out better, wiser, what actually to do, the behavior-wise. So the analogy I like for this is that of, if you want to jump and you stand on your tippy toes, you're not going to jump very high. In order to jump high, you first need to go in the opposite direction. You need to bend down, crouch, so you can leap, so you can get a good spring in your legs to go. So the same things, just learn to relax with our life. Learn to relax with what's happening. What's happening maybe is great, maybe what's happening is not so great, or worse. But with what's happening with ourselves in relationship to it, to relax. Don't relax against it. Don't relax to get rid of it. But relax with it. Because if you try to fix it to make it go away, that's maybe not so. Then you're not trusting something. But if you relax with it all, you and it together can relax. And then see what happens. Then maybe you're given space and time for some deeper understanding, space and time for maybe some deeper response in yourself. I don't know how it is with any of you, but sometimes my first reaction to what's happening in the world and inside of me is not the wisest place. It's not the best way I can be in the world. But if I take the time to be with it, to kind of, in a certain kind of way, trust it, not trust that it knows what to do, but trust that it's okay for it to be there. So it's okay. I'm feeling anxious. Okay, that's what's happening. So I don't exactly trust the anxiety, but I trust it's okay for it to be there. Okay, let me now crouch. Let me now relax into it. Relax with the anxiety. And then I might discover, oh, you know, this is the time to maybe take a break and get some rest, because maybe part of the anxiety is I'm been too busy and I don't have the resources to really be with what's going on. But I need to stop long enough to see that. Or maybe what I'm feeling anxious, and maybe I feel, oh, I think it'd be good to tell my friend how I'm feeling. Because my friend is part of the anxiety, part of the ecology of it. So, friend, you should probably know that I'm feeling kind of anxious. And then who knows what happens? Then maybe there's a conversation. So there's all kinds of scenarios where this can work. But what I find is that if I take the time to trust the presence of something, it's there for reasons, I don't have to know the reasons, and then relax, then something different can happen that cannot happen if I don't relax. And the relaxing doesn't have to be dramatic. That's why I like sometimes to call it softening rather than relaxing. Softening around something. Because some things won't relax on their own. They will relax on their own if I get out of the way. But I can't do it. And so sometimes about softening around it. Okay, so soften. Let's make space. Let's soften around this. Okay, what's going on here? One way that I find very effective is to relax the belly. If I'm anxious, okay, I can at least relax the belly. I can't stop being anxious, but I can relax the belly. And then something else begins to happen. And this is also true for good things. You can be really happy. And then relaxing with the happiness or relaxing into the happiness, I mean, that, who doesn't want to do that? But you got to do with everything. Trust the happiness, trust the anxiety, trust the sadness, trust the joy. Trust that it's okay to be present for it, that it has a place in your life. Don't necessarily trust the message it gives you, but trust that it's okay. You can trust life, you can trust being with it. And that's the gift of mindfulness, of learning that you can be present. Give time to something, listen more deeply, listen for the deeper response, the deeper wisdom you might have to it. Give time and presence, attention, to some deeper process of unfolding that our whole psychophysical system is capable of. I've been meditating for 50 years, and I still find it, it's just a wonderful, inspiring thing. That as I sit and meditate, slowly, incrementally, the course of meditation, there's big, but also there's micro-relaxing that goes on. Settling, letting go, relaxing. That I didn't even know I needed or could be done. I didn't even know that I was holding myself a little bit tight. But somehow the system, if I get out of the way, sit quietly, let it be there, it kind of, things settle. Things settle, and wow, I don't have to do the settling. It's doing itself. I'm just putting myself in a meditation posture and being still and quiet, and does it for itself. So these inner processes that can exist, that can open up, that can, you know, so like back to the example of anxiety, trust the anxiety that it's okay for it to be there if I'm mindful. Relax with the anxiety, make space for it, feel it, maybe relax the belly. And lo and behold, I might notice that side by side with the anxiety is some confidence. Side by side with anxiety might be some love, some kindness. Side by side or underneath the anxiety or part of it might even be some real understanding about what's important here and what maybe I should do. So all these examples are supposed to kind of exemplify this idea that with this practice of mindfulness, we're learning that we can trust our lives. But it's not a naive trust. It's not like you just walk up to someone and say, just trust your life. That doesn't mean anything. But it's trust that there, you can be present for it. Trust that you can relax with it and then see what happens, see what unfolds, see what wisdom arises, see what finds its way in you. And the more we do this, the more we learn to trust life. And one of the great things is to trust is that our difficulties, our inner difficulties, those difficult emotions and feelings we have, no matter how terrible they are, there's an art to trusting anything and all of it. Trusting its presence. This presence is part of something bigger. Don't get caught in the drama of the particular thing, but relax with it, open with it. See what happens. See what else is going on here. See what else opens, what reveals itself, how it unfolds. Take your time with all this stuff. Don't jump to conclusions. Crouch. And if you need to leap, then leap. But don't leap while you're on your tippy toes. It's not going to work. So you might try this. If you think that what I'm saying is a little bit interesting, you might experiment with it. Find some nice, appropriate challenge that you have and see what it's like. If you can give it time and space and relax with it, soften with it, relax your belly with it, and see what else can surface and occur and move through you that wouldn't happen if you, in the old habitual way of being with things. See what happens. And if I turn out to be wrong, this life is not trustable, maybe you'll come back and tell me. So, thank you very much.